Anti-grooming gang activist Tommy Robinson flees Britain after alleged ISIS threat. By Kurt Sindelka on February 14, 2026. Veteran anti-grooming gang activist and citizen journalist Tommy Robinson said that he has had to flee Britain with his family following a threat from Islamic State terrorists. Mr. Robinson said that his name appeared in an ISIS-linked publication, forcing him and his family to leave the United Kingdom indefinitely. "Fears for my family's safety and the risk of being targeted by extremists, remaining in the UK would endanger me, and those around me," he said. On Friday evening, the activist shared a purported phone call between himself and Bedfordshire police, during which an apparent officer informed Robinson that the force had received intelligence that an ISIS publication had encouraged others to commit violence against him. The force identified the Islamist publication as being Yal Jar, which has been tied to the Islamic State Khorasan Province, ISKP, branch of ISIS. The officer noted that the publication is considered to be proscribed in Britain, meaning that it has been banned as terrorist material. The officer also said that the fact that Robinson appeared in the publication was flagged to the police force by the counter-terrorism branch of the intelligence services. Despite the apparent threat against his life and presumably the lives of his family members, the officer further noted that this did not justify Robinson carrying any weapons for protection in public. It comes just months after the street organizer was cleared himself of terrorism charges in Britain, having been prosecuted for having refused to provide police with the PIN to his mobile phone during a border stop in 2024. As the request from the police was made under the Terrorism Act 2000, Robinson had faced a lengthy prison sentence and the prospect of being officially labeled as a terrorist. Robinson said he refused the request because his phone contained confidential information about sources gathered in his capacity as a citizen journalist. Ultimately, the case was dismissed in November after a judge determined that the stop may have been politically motivated. Robinson has long accused the British government of weaponizing the law to prosecute him for his anti-Islamist views and his role in publicizing the mass rape of mostly white working-class English girls at the hands of predominantly Pakistani grooming gangs. Follow Kurt Sindelka on X, follow @KurtSindelka or email to sindelka@breitbart.com.